previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
8:20 on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne and Charlie T. Friday morning, and award-winning Canadian duo Neon Dreams. They're the first international music group to tour South Africa since the COVID-19 lockdown, and we have them on the line. They're actually currently on the road, like literally on the road.
Can I interrupt you there, Wayne?
Yeah?
Can I be frank with you?
Yes.
No. Hey. We've got Frank on the line, sorry.
Can I be frank with you? Frank and Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going, guys?
How are you guys?
No, we're well. You are literally on the road right now, traveling. Whereabouts are you? Do you know?
We're going through a toll right now coming up Cape Town, but we're headed to Knysna today.
Nice.
The Garden Route.
Yeah, we're on route right now.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about Neon Dreams. And I mean, as I just mentioned now, you're the first international band to travel and perform in South Africa since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's something quite dramatic. Who made the decision to start touring?
We decided to start touring because we were able to find out a way to make it work with the regulations and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And our fan base just wanted us to come here. They kept asking us, and we could not visit them. Yeah, you know, like when our track started going and everybody started asking us, we just said, you know, I looked at Adrian and said, we have to go there, like no matter what, like we have to figure it out because, you know, like for some reason our track is doing well here and it's helping people, and if we come, we'll just make it that much better for them. So.
It's your first time in South Africa. What has the reception been like from the fans?
Oh, amazing. Like, I've never experienced so much love. Like, everyone treats us like family. Everyone's inviting us to brides, inviting us to just, like, go on adventures. And I think the reactions at the shows have been the best reactions we've almost ever had playing live. Yeah, like, they know every single word of the song, but our sound guy has a hard time mixing us because, like, everyone's screaming the words.
Yeah, welcome to South Africa. We're like hungry for entertainment right now, so you've come at the right time. I want to talk about the initiative that you have started to give back while you're on tour.
Yeah, so we've been performing alongside this organization called the Justice Desk, and they're just there to help people that maybe go through a hard time, and we just want to be part of that and give back to the community as much as possible. Yeah, like, I grew up like in a rough situation, and there's always people like the people at the Justice Desk that help me, like, you know, eat when I couldn't eat and help me see a better side of life and inspire me to just become something, you know, and I always wanted to do that, and since we're here and we have the chance to do it, we're going to do it, yeah.
Tell me about Life Without Fantasies, the single that you've released, which has gone to number one. What is the meaning behind it?
I was in Denmark, and I heard that Denmark is one of the happiest places in the world, so I asked my friend to take me out and just to see what the locals do, and the next day I found out, you know, like, some of the happiest people keep it simple, and they cared about, like, the company of the people they love and care about the most, and that brought them a lot of happiness, and I started just joking around, and I was like, you know, when I was younger, I thought, like, what's going to make me the happiest is just cars, clothes, and girls, and it's like, no, that's going to make me a little bit happy, but I was like, let's fight about fantasy, so we wrote to that. It's just about, you know, finding happiness within friendship and family.
Just on the Justice Desk, more information about that, justicedesk.org. It's a human rights organization in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Zambia, focusing on gender-based violence, anti-human trafficking, child rights, and more. And you actively involved in this project, which is great. Right. So tomorrow you are performing in Port Elizabeth, Quebec, at the Music Kitchen. What time are you starting?
I believe doors open for the show at 6:00, and we're really excited for the show.
Awesome stuff.
I mean, we've been excited to see this whole country, so every single city that we see, we're pretty excited about it.
All right, great. We've got some tickets to give away, which we'll tell our listeners how to win those tickets in just a bit. But listen, travel safely, enjoy Knysna, and we will see you in our city tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us, Neon Dreams. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you there. We're actually about to lose service, so I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Our phone is going to cut up because we're entering a tunnel.
All good. All good, man. Thanks for catching up with us. Have a great day.
Much love, guys.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. There we go. Neon Dreams. And we'll give you details as to how you can win three double tickets.
That's three double tickets,
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Okay. After 8:30 this morning, this is their single, Life Without Fantasies.
This is Neon Dreams on Algoa FM.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.